proclamation number 7195 dated the October 27th, 1958. Taking refuge in Jesus. No soul can go astray if it abides by Jesus Christ. If it asks the Divine Redeemer for help against its enemy. For this soul accepts Jesus Christ and he will wrest it from the adversary by strengthening the soul's will, so that it will turn to him and detach itself from the adversary time and again. But in order for a person to take the path to Jesus Christ, he must know about the work of mercy Jesus Christ, the man, had accomplished. He must know about his original sin and its consequences and about the necessity of acknowledging Jesus Christ as God and Redeemer. On the whole, people will indeed have this knowledge, but not all of them have formed an opinion about it yet. And the latter is needed if the human being is to consciously take the path to the cross. For as long as it only remains formal knowledge, as long as the human being himself has not spent any thought on what it means to confess Jesus Christ, he will remain enchained to the adversary's power, he will still be unredeemed. Because the Divine Redeemer Jesus Christ will still be a meaningless concept to him, he will just be a name but not a living savior for his soul. But every person may take comfort in the fact that he need only hand himself over to Jesus Christ, that he need only appeal to him to save him from the enemy's power, and that this request will indeed be granted because it will testify to the person's will to escape the latter and to return to God, for which the human being alone would be too weak with Jesus Christ not to grant him his help. However, this help must be consciously requested. And that necessitates the conscious acknowledgement of Jesus as the Son of God and Redeemer of the world, in whom God himself descended to earth in order to redeem humanity. Hence all people must take notice of him, and thus he must be proclaimed all over the world. His progress on earth, his life of love, his bitter path of suffering and his excruciating pain and death on the cross must become livingly imprinted in people's hearts, for the dead knowledge of it alone is not enough if a person does not allow it to come alive in his thoughts in order to assess the magnitude of his own guilt, to atone for which Jesus endured dreadful suffering. The human being must realize his own immense guilt and desire to be released from it. Only then will he voluntarily take the path to him and remorsefully pray for forgiveness. He will appeal to him to take care of his weakness and to release him from the power of the one who once caused his downfall. And he will not appeal in vain, for he came into the world in order to redeem the fallen, in order to save the wretched, which are too weak to release themselves on their own and therefore require Jesus Christ's help. Amen.